This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, a Joy 94.9 podcast. This podcast was made possible with support from the Community Broadcasting Foundation. To support the production of content like this, donate at cbf.com.au.
To kick the show off, we're going to hear a piece put together by Nick Hines, actually, that unpacks the campaign that's being waged to urge Qantas to stop the deportation of asylum seekers, a campaign that Dennis actually is a signatory to. Here's Nick's piece.
LGBTQI+ Australians have joined the call for Qantas to stop deporting asylum seekers against their will. It's an action Qantas undertakes on behalf of the Australian government. Jacob Thomas and Sarah Dale on the campaign to stop deportations to danger.
It's just got to end. I just don't think we can keep trying to justify that this is at any point a valid thing for any country, Australia or otherwise, to keep taking part in.
Jacob Thomas is a human rights advocate.
Ultimately, what we're asking for is for Qantas to stop being complicit in the Australian government's horrific abuse of those seeking safety and asylum in this country. You know, we're wanting them to stop the deportations, stopping transfers between places of detention in Australia. We're just wanting them to stop being complicit.
Asylum seekers who arrive in Australia by boat are currently processed through a system separate to those arriving by plane. Sarah Dale, Principal Solicitor of the Refugee Advice and Casework Service, on the rights she believes they aren't being afforded.
Now, the system that those that arrive by boat in has really curtailed a number of review rights. It doesn't allow people to have their cases heard at the Administrative Appeals Tribunal. And so a lot of their rights that they would otherwise be afforded if they'd arrived in Australia by plane have been denied. Australia in 2014 also changed the definition as to who is a refugee. We now have our own definition as to who needs to be protected and have turned away from that of international law. Now, if Australia finds that you are not owed protection, then you are ultimately deported. And this is where the airlines step in. So our message to airlines is you are potentially removing people on your airlines that are potentially refugees under the law and that have not had a fair process. Qantas has been such a defender of human rights, has been such an advocate for LGBTIQ persons. And to hold yourself up in that regard, we're saying, well, here's another group of people whose human rights are not being afforded and therefore need your attention.
An open letter first circulated last year, signed by prominent Australians including Judith Lucy, Margaret Pomerantz and former Human Rights Commissioner Gillian Triggs. It followed a similar campaign in the UK, which successfully lobbied Virgin Atlantic to stop deportations. The letter was put to Qantas shareholders by the Australasian Centre for Corporate Responsibility at the 2018 Annual General Meeting. The vote failed. Sarah believes 12 months on, the political landscape has changed.
Things have changed quite dramatically since we now have the government continue after the previous election. Deportations are now a more real reality than potentially people thinking, well, the government will change, policy will change, law will change. The government hasn't changed. The law will remain and deportations will happen. And so it's now a very real and present possibility that people will be returned and be returned on Qantas flights.
Shareholders do have an opportunity here to really influence how Qantas as a company operates. There is every likelihood that the vote will come up again within the annual general meeting, and we are really hoping their shareholder resolution is going to be filed for that and for Qantas to carry out the human rights due diligence review.
Last year, outgoing Qantas Chairman Lee Clifford said the resolution would require Qantas to act as a third umpire on individual immigration cases. He said it would undermine the Australian government and the judicial system. But now, prominent LGBTQI plus Australians, including Dennis Oldman, Benjamin Law, Naya Gogori, Tom Ballard and Jacob Thomas, have added their signatures ahead of this year's AGM.
We have that sympathy, we have that empathy, we know what that feels like, so why not extend that to people who are seeking asylum, queer identifying or otherwise? You know, it is a human right. We need to make sure that we're extending that not just for ourselves, but to every single community that needs it. You know, none of us are free until all of us are free.
The Informer reached out to Qantas for comment. They are yet to respond.
That was Sarah Dale and Jacob Thomas speaking to Nicholas Hines. You may have heard in that story that one of the signatories on the petition to Qantas is Dennis Altman, who we have in the studio here. Dennis, what caused you to involve yourself in this?
Well, look, I think that Qantas have a case when they say they don't want to be a third umpire. That is, they are there, they have to follow the laws of the land. The problem I have with Qantas saying that is that Qantas has been very willing to take political stands when it has been politically useful. Qantas took a very strong stand supporting same-sex marriage. Qantas took a very strong stand over Israel Folau. Now, we can argue whether they should or shouldn't, but my problem is when we come to something that's literally a matter of life and death, which these two previous issues were not, Qantas suddenly is falling back on, oh, we're good corporate citizens. Now, I don't understand why Qantas can take moral positions on some stances and suddenly abnegate all sense of moral responsibility on this. And for that reason, I think that, you know, Qantas is directly implicated. They are asking their staff, their pilots, their attendants, to actually take part in doing something that could well consign asylum seekers to imprisonment, possibly to death. And I think it is perfectly reasonable for us to say, as a good corporate citizen, you should not be doing this.
Dennis, other Australian airlines like Virgin are also taking part on this on behalf of the Australian government. Qantas, as you said, is arguably acting hypocritically, but shouldn't Virgin, given it's not taking any sort of as much of an active stance as Qantas, shouldn't it be more deserving of criticism?
Of course it should, but as I understand it, the campaign is essentially run by the Australasian Centre for Corporate Responsibility, which means they can enlist shareholders. Now, the shareholders of Virgin are far more limited. As I understand it, Virgin is essentially owned by a group of overseas airlines. Qantas has a very big shareholder base because, remember, it was privatised. So it's effectively, and it is, of course, by far the biggest Australian airline. It's also, let's face it, Qantas likes to present itself as the face of Australia. Mm. And I think it's reasonable to say, do we want the face of Australia, the brand that is seen as the iconic representative of this country, do we want that brand so associated with a policy that has made us, unfortunately, the favourite example for some extraordinarily nasty right-wing fascist governments in Europe?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. In other countries, do you know, like, is this, like, do national airlines or airlines kind of participate in this? Is this kind of standard practice?
My sense is that a couple of European airlines have actually refused to carry passengers in this situation. Lufthansa, I think.
And mm-hmm. Virgin Atlantic has touched on that piece. Very similar campaign that was successful over there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
So there certainly is precedent. And, you know, we are in a world in which corporations like to talk constantly about their role as good citizens. Mm-hmm. All we're doing is asking Alan Joyce to show up and actually act as a good citizen.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And what is your read? So last year it went to the AGM. It was voted down pretty much, I think, by 75%. Sarah Dale argues that the political landscape has changed with a re-elected Morrison government. Is that your read?
Well, certainly the landscape has changed.
Give you hope that it might be a different outcome.
But I'm not sure that it's changed. I mean, I wouldn't expect that vote to shift very much. After all, most of the people who voted shareholders' meetings are representatives of big funds. Mm. You would have to get real action from some of the major institutional shareholders. And for that to happen, I think you would need to get a greater shift in public opinion than I think we're seeing.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the fundamental problems is obviously that institutional shareholders often those entities are owned by other companies overseas, so they really aren't necessarily interested in human rights issues here in Australia.
Well, it would be interesting to see what some of the big super funds are doing. Although, of course, the big super funds, if they're union-owned or union-based, are very much aware of the fact that this is a government that wants to crack down on them in every way possible. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't expect to see them taking leadership on something as controversial as this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I think it's great that you've kind of signed up for that, and let's hope that Qantas actually makes the right call and responds.
Yeah. Yes, and now you'll have to ask me for my Qantas frequent flyer number, and they can hold it against me next time I go to Sydney.
No lounge for you, Dennis. No lounge for you.
Thank you for that incisive breakdown, Dennis Altman. Qantas's 2019 AGM is scheduled for October 25. To support the resolution, current or potential Qantas shareholders can contact the Australasian Centre for Corporate Responsibility at accr.org.au. This is Joy.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.